Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Wendy Lawrence, CEO of Totally PLC, TLY. Stick it there. Wendy, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Justin. Good morning.
Yes, good. You've got some decent news out here. So you've got two sort of agreements, one an additional contract worth around about $6.6 million. We'll talk about that in a bit. Before we do, if people are listening and never heard of Totally, can you explain what it's about, please, Wendy?
Yes, of course. Totally is a healthcare provider organisation. We work closely with the NHS and other healthcare systems across the UK, delivering frontline services, managing demand, and delivering patient care.
Yeah. Before we get into these contracts, what's it been like of late, the transition? Because, of course, we've gone through a third wave or second wave, a massive wave, of course, the most people going into hospital. But now it's dropped off a cliff with the vaccines and the lockdown happening. How has it changed from your point of view?
Okay, yeah. It's been really, really busy throughout the year, as we've talked around continually. And obviously, demand for access to service completely changed. You know, everyone was asked to go online to access service and not turn up face-to-face. So you see a big shift. And at the same time, obviously, hospitals were busy, so elective care slowed down. What we're seeing now is obviously vaccinations are, you know, going at a pace. The demand for 111 services has decreased a little bit. It's increased a little bit recently as schools have gone back, but not necessarily with COVID, but with a variety of kids going back to school ailments. But obviously people now are returning more to normal. So elective care has resumed and people are starting to walk back into hospital again. So it's busy. The opportunity and the demand is huge, but it's a little bit more manageable than it was. It doesn't feel quite like the crisis that it was this time last year.
Yeah, good. And that demand, like I say, it's always going to be there, but you've had exceptional demand going to just high-level demand, I suppose, have you?
Yes, yes. Yeah. I mean, we saw, you know, it's hard to believe that it's a year ago. In some ways it feels a year ago, but in other ways it doesn't. You know, the demand that came in then was, I don't think anybody could have foreseen it. I don't think anybody thought it was going to last this long, but it did. And I think now everybody's just trying to work out what that new normal is, because I don't think any of us expect it to go back to pre-pandemic, because I think we're all very clear that coronavirus is going to be around for some time yet, but hopefully not in the big, big waves that we've seen during the last year.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So there's news out today. You've got an agreement with Yorkshire Ambulance Service and, of course, as the Vale of York Clinical Commissioning Group. Take us through those, if you could, Wendy.
Yes, yes. It's really pleasing. And I think, you know, this is a result of using the new commissioning process that the NHS outlined a few months ago, which I know caused some concern for people. But we've gone through a formal process now with Yorkshire Ambulance Service and the Vale of York to provide a new service, which is around Vocare, which is part of our urgent care division, carrying out all of the validations of the calls that coming via 111 in Yorkshire. But anybody who is required to go on and receive further service, so our clinical assessment service, which is a group of multidisciplinary practitioners, will review all of those calls from the patients and get them into the most appropriate service for them as quickly as possible. So it's still around delivering that high quality care quickly and efficiently, but on this occasion supporting Yorkshire Ambulance Service to make sure that everyone is spoken to very, very quickly and gets to their final destination. So really exciting. It's a new service, but it's a very much the new way of how services will be commissioned going forward. So it's particularly pleasing when it's the first one that you've gone through and you're successful.
Yeah, yeah. And this new commissioning service, are you comfortable with that? Are you happy with it? I mean, you did say some shareholders expressed concerns, but has those concerns now been sort of, quashed?
Well, for us, we saw it as an opportunity. What it's done is, you know, previously with every public sector tendering exercise, it can take anywhere between 9 to 13 months to actually go through all of the hoops and the barriers to finally secure new work. This one was actually completed, I think it was 11 weeks from start to end, which I know some people will go, that's still a long time. It really isn't when it comes to public sector tendering. So for us, I think it will mean that we can be much more agile responding to commissioners' needs and making sure that services are mobilised very, very quickly. And obviously now we're on a framework with the Vale of York Commissioning Group and Yorkshire Ambulance Service. So if there are other things that they need, we're on that framework. We've gone through a process and they can talk to us and draw down new services very, very quickly. So it's great because it's taken a lot of the bureaucracy away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so looking forward, are you quite optimistic? I mean, looking at your chart there, it looks phenomenal. From this time last year, you've gone from 10 pence up to 32 pence. But are you looking forward with optimism?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you think about, you know, the overall impact of the pandemic has meant that we've seen great demand, but at the same time, elective care was paused because hospitals were very, very busy. What we're seeing now in our insourcing division is as elective care starts up again, waiting lists have grown massively, as you will have seen in the press. And we are now being asked to work with lots of organisations to look at how we can help them reduce those waiting lists and get the backlog of patients seen. So, no, it's all very positive. It's very busy in a different way to what it has been for the last 12 months. But, no, the opportunities remain very, very good across the organisation and across all three divisions.
Excellent stuff. Okay, well, Wendy, well, every time you come to the podcast, of course, I ask for three reasons why someone should hit that follow button. So if someone's listening right now and they're not following you, you know, give them those three bullet points if you could.
Well, I think the three bullet points have got to be, I mean, you've just said it yourself, look at the chart over the last year in terms of where we've gone as an organisation. We've proven ourselves that we can stand shoulder to shoulder through the most demanding times in healthcare, and that we certainly have all the opportunities in front of us and the track record of delivering, which means I believe we are certainly a company that people should be looking at and get interested in.
Excellent stuff. Wendy, good to chat to you as always, and hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want, with PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards, so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Life is a workout, And Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.